This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Great to be back. We've covered a lot of ground first 2 hours. If you're just joining us, stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of The Dan Patrick Show. IndyCar is back. It starts on the streets of St. Petersburg. Catch all the action Sunday on NBC and Peacock. Home of the Indy 500. We'll get to more phone calls, give you our best and worst of the weekend. Dame Lillard certainly had the best with 71 points last night, a career best 71 points as the Blazers beat the Rockets. And what happens after you score 71 points in an NBA game?
I mean, honestly, I was like, are y'all serious? Like, I did the urine test yesterday, and then they backed it up with the blood draw tonight after the game. That's actually my first time in my career being tested after a game. And then aside from that, they know that I'm scared of needles. So I know I got a lot of tattoos, but when you're doing a blood draw, it's different than tattoos.
It is. I have a problem with needles, but my wife goes, yeah, but you have tattoos. I said, it's different, hon. When you get a tattoo, take a fish hook and scrape it on your arm, but go a little deeper, and that's what you get with the tattoo. Needle goes in. Like, it goes in deeper. They take stuff out, too. So there's a big difference in that. If you get a tattoo, that's what it feels like. Now, some people embrace. You see C.D. Lamb? He got a back tattoo?
Dude, that is
how much of a
serious.
How much?
No, his back. Like, his whole back. And you're going, oh, my God. And that's hours and hours.
That's a long, long sit.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you could only sit for, a prolonged period of time before you go, or the tattoo artist will need to take a break, or you physically have to take a break. Yeah, Paulie.
Like, C.D. Lamb, I just like, it's like a mural of stories.
Yeah.
It's like a fresco in Italy.
Yes, it is.
This had to take weeks, I would think, over multiple sittings.
Yeah, because I don't know how long do people go normally, Seton? If you're doing an extended one, I don't know if there's a time frame where they go, you know, that's all we're going to do today.
I don't know, because there's people who like, I know that Travis Barker, right, the drummer from Blink-182, he's covered head to toe, literally. His scalp is done, yeah. His face, everything, right? And he'll sometimes sit for hours having two tattoo artists work at the same time. And like so, and then there's somebody like me where I'm good for about 2 hours and then I'm done. I'm like, I think I'm done.
I went to a tattoo parlor and this guy was getting a tattoo on his ribs, and I could tell that he made a horrible mistake because that hurts on the ribs, and I could tell that he had started it, and now you have to complete it. And he asked if he could go outside. He needed to have a beer. And normally, you can't have alcohol if you get a tattoo because your blood, thins out. And I just saw him outside and I said, if you could walk away right now. And he goes, oh, I would so walk away right now. But he had people in there with him and they were like, his security blanket, and he wasn't going to leave. Yes,
I had gone once with a friend of mine to get their first tattoo, and they were getting this, like, Gucci has a symbol of a Medusa. So, you know, Medusa has, like, the snakes for hair and stuff. Yeah. So it's, like, fairly intricate. And they were getting it right on the top of their foot, and it was their first tattoo. And that is an incredibly painful. I don't know it from firsthand experience, but I know that that's a very painful place to get a tattoo, especially your first one. And the tattoo artist was like, "Ooh, man, this is bold." But and my friend was like, no, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. And he looked like as soon as he touched the needle to his, like, a bolt of electricity went through him. And he was like, "Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, why didn't you tell me that it was going to be like this?" We're like, "Dude, we kind of told you it was going to hurt."
Yes, because there's no fat there.
Brutal.
It is right on the bone. And, you know, people think, "Oh, I'm going to pick out a tattoo." And then you go in and you're like, "Okay." And then you sit down and that first little scrape and you're like, "Oh, boy. Okay." And then you got to buckle in. You got to put on the Hans device and, like, "Oh." Yes. Yeah, Paul.
You mentioned no alcohol, but, like, tattoo parlors, their policy for people coming in inebriated is pretty loose, right? Because they're all open at night. They're all open until hours into the morning. When we went in the tattoo parlor in Scottsdale, Arizona, believe me, the people we walked in with were hammered.
Well, some will ask you that, but they can tell.
Yeah, they didn't ask and they didn't care.
I got a tattoo one time, and I was going to meet people for dinner. And I had had a couple of beers at Scottsdale Stadium. I was there watching Barry Bonds. Stopped at a tattoo parlor with somebody, got a tattoo, and then I walked over to this Italian restaurant. I walked in, and I had blood coming down my hand, and I had a bandage around my wrist. And I walk in the door, and a friend who I was seeing for dinner, and he goes, "Dude, did you cut your wrist?" I go, "What?" And I didn't even think about it. It looked like I'd slipped my wrist, or at least tried to. I had blood coming down my hand. Yeah, always nice to go into an Italian restaurant. Well, any
very
restaurant.
Appetizing.
Yeah.
And that was your Thug Life sleeve that you got that time, right?
Yep. I got my Thug Life there. Yeah, that's another thing. You know, when you get one, you know, you can't get, like, a little bunny or a little bumblebee or, I mean, you can.
Little bunny sounds nice, though.
But then you just have to, when somebody says, "Oh, what'd you get?" You know, it's not like you got some real heavy tattoo. You got a little bumblebee or something like that.
Yes. Like in prison, you know, the guy's never asked for a butterfly. Yeah. Just a little butterfly on the hip.
No, but they should, right. You know? The butterflies are beautiful. Yes, Marv.
Not in prison, it is. But look, he's got the Jacksonville Jaguar on his back. He's got the Mamba, whatever that thing is.
Now, CeeDee Lamb does have a tribute. He pays tribute to Kobe.
Correct. And he's got an Interstate 45. I'm guessing that's where he's from.
Yeah.
I'm going to get 84 East on my back.
Oh, so you are?
Never forget.
You don't want to go 95?
East Hartford, we did 84.
Oh, you did?
84 East.
Okay. Yes, Todd.
Whatever happened to just posting a nice message or sending somebody a note, if, you know, as far as tributing, or, you know, maybe write a little book if someone's interested, you want to tell your life story instead of doing it in ink across your entire back. To each his own, but there are other ways to do that without going through the pain and discomfort of the needle.
Well, you know, it's, as you said, to each their own. I mean, your choice. What says, you know, forever, like your name on my arm? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, imagine if you did that. You got your wife's name on your arm. Went home.
I've told her I love her many, many times. I'm not about to go get, like, her entire body or face or anything on my back. I just don't think there's a need for that. There are people a lot of people love Kobe. I don't know if they're going to necessarily, you know, put his entire face or body on their.
They do. Yeah, they do.
But there's a lot of people that don't that would also say, "Hey, I equally love Kobe Bryant. I just decided not to."
They don't love him as much as the person who put Kobe's face on them. Yes, Molly.
I'm looking at CeeDee Lamb. I'm a big fan of our interstate transit system as well, but I don't think I would pick a highway and get it out of my body. The rest of the stuff is cool, the Kobe stuff, but, like, the highway.
Yes.
I'll tell you, down south, three tattoos, Dale Earnhardt Sr., everywhere. Yeah. I mean, back in the day, 80s, 90s.
Sure.
Yeah, that was big.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, I think, like, you know, people, the highway thing is similar to an area code, right? So people get 860 or something like that or whatever. Yeah. I know in New Jersey.
313.
A lot of people had, everybody in your hand, follow me. A lot of people in New Jersey always got, like, the Garden State Parkway symbol or something like that. Or they would change the writing in it or something like that.
Yeah. So.
I'd like a nice off ramp on my back, you know, just like a real special,
like
off-ramp.
A rest area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The Cheesequake rest stop.
The Vince Lombardi rest area. Jersey Turnpike. Yeah.
I just went home to New Jersey not too long ago, and I found out my rest stop off the parkway, which was the Cheesequake rest stop, is now the John Bon Jovi rest stop.
Of course it is.
That's, he was from that town. He was right from where we grew up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get to, you get a rest stop named after you.
Heck yeah. What an honor. What an honor.
I like that. Marv, the dunk contest was saved by Mac McClung.
We talked about
it. Yes, we did. I said that's the story. He's going to win it.
So me and Seton are big YouTube Ball is Life hoop mixtape guys.
Yes.
So I think we knew about this guy. And a lot of people that if you're on YouTube, if you're on online.
I'm going to guess you knew more than Kenny Smith did, who was driving me crazy because he was comparing Mac McClung to Vince Carter. And I go, nobody would ever compare the two. And then Kenny would be like, well, I don't know. I got to see if he hit the backboard with the ball. I'm like, dude, will you shut up? You're being a hater. Just enjoy this. It's a stupid slam dunk contest.
I hated it. I hated his commentary. It was the worst. Because everyone's like, did you just see that dunk? Even if he didn't, he said, I got to see if he touched his toes. I got to see if he took the Q-tip out and put it in his ear and threw it. And then he dunked it.
It was Mac McClung. If you are a fan of YouTube, then you knew all about Mac McClung. If you saw his highlight reel in high school, he's dunking on people. I was not. I said to Marv, I said, you know, he'll win the novelty part of it, but he'll also win it because he did have the creativity there. Yes, he.
I like that the sort of like Ball is Life and those accounts that follow younger players, they're getting down into like third grade right now where there's already rivalries among third grade teams of like, oh, Peeksville Prep is coming through. And, you know, they're these little kids and they're, you know, doing their muscles and all this stuff. And they're telling the other kids, you're too little. You're too little. It's hilarious that they're already like, there's like AAU trash talk like at that age.
I like that.
Wild.
I text Marv. I said, you know, sorry, Mac McClung, month of February.
We can't have anything.
No, no.
The worst.
You can't even get your own slam dunk contest
can't
winner.
Even do that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. He was the first guy I thought of as soon as Mac, you know, because we had both talked about it. We said he's going to win this thing. And I said, sorry, month of February.
And on top of that, like, who is this competition? Sorry, Kenya Martin Jr.? No.
No.
Like, look, Mac is maybe about 6'2", 6'3". And he's a white guy. So if he's 6'2", black guy, it still would be like, oh, that's impressive. But he's a 6'2", white guy.
Yeah.
The novelty is already there. So if he gets up, they're like, oh, okay. But most of those people, most of those guys that were on, they played against him AAU. Like, he was a big-time recruiting and all that coming out of high school.
But the old guys didn't know anything about Mac McClung, I don't think.
Kenny Smith's like, who is this?
Yeah.
Like, he broke Allen Iverson's scoring record in Virginia. Like, he was a player.
No, and we keep waiting to save All-Star Weekend. It's not going to be saved.
Not in Utah.
Three-point contest? Fine. I still like an older player, younger player, like a retired player and a current player in the three-point shooting contest. Have teams, maybe. I think that would be, I mean, imagine Ray Allen right now teaming up with somebody. Reggie Miller teaming up with somebody. To me, that would be kind of fun. But, you know, we're not saving the All-Star game. And these guys, you know, do you want to go out there and play hard? I thought in the last couple of minutes that you would get a little bit of that competitive. Exactly.
Are you kidding?
It was just like, how about just a hint of, how about a rumor of defense here? Just maybe. Because then, like, Jason Tatum went off. I go, did he? Really? Yeah, see.
They should do, like, a All-Stars versus media event or something where, like, each player who makes the All-Star team gets to choose one media member where they're, like, maybe it's from their hometown, like, the local afternoon radio guy who's just always bagging on them. They're like, okay, Hedgehog, it's going to be me and you. You're going to be on the other team.
Well, okay, LeBron against Skip Bayless.
Hello?
Okay.
Who's not watching that?
Well, Skip did play high school basketball.
Who's not watching that?
Barkley versus Skip Bayless.
Great. Love it.
Barkley wants that to be in the UFC ring.
Yeah, probably wants a little bit more. Yeah. We'll give you our best and worst of the week, huh? And update the poll results, Seton.
I will do that right now for you, Dan. Happy to, as a matter of
fact.
Yes,
Paulie.
One thing on Mac McClung, you know, he's only played in two NBA games. He is not currently on NBA roster. He was in the G League.
Yeah.
They brought him up. They signed him to like one of those two-way contracts for 10 days so he could be eligible to play or eligible to participate in that.
Yes.
That's kind of wonky.
A little bit.
I'm not a hard stickler for the rules of these.
But if they want to have a dunk contest, they can actually – there are guys who are better dunkers than what you have in the NBA. They're unbelievable dunkers. They're professional dunkers. If you wanted to do something like that, then, you know, hey, how do we bend the rules so we can get Mac McClung in here? All right. But it's like, he saved the slam dunk contest. Well, all right, we'll wait for the next 6'2 white guy and, you know, see if he can win the contest next year. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, why not? He's going back-to-back anyway. I'm going to Indiana next year. Let's do it. I'll go up there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have a hard-hitting one-on-one.
Oh, you?
Like, yeah, so when you were in AAU and
you're going to do the interview.
Yeah, and you did stuff. And
you jumped high and things.
Cool.
Yeah. Nobody's making fun of the question you asked, Debo. Not anymore.
No, it's over.
No, nope. Left that in
Scottsdale.
Pre-break.
We don't make fun of you asking that question. That wasn't a question. And Debo,
because Debo, right? Fast. It's like, look, right? It's like you, okay, 49, you know, prep school, right? When you peewee, right? Look, I'm just trying to say I'm a big fan.
Did you ask a question? Did you ask Debo?
I did not. And it's so funny. On the 12,
he didn't complete the process.
I did not. On the 12:15 podcast, we talked about how, like, I got upset with Ryan. It's one of those things where if Seton makes jokes, like, it's almost like, if a family member makes jokes about you, it's all good. Man. But wait, I don't know you well enough for you to.
Oh, Ryan in Honolulu roughed up Marv, and Marv got really quiet. I'm like, hey, welcome. Welcome to this world,
right,
man.
Right. Have you seen the show?
Yeah. Yeah. This is how it works. That nobody is going to make fun of you.
Not even my small hands anymore?
Oh, sorry. It's combine week.
Bad week for you.
Sorry. Sorry, Marv. Combine week. And are we working on the Marv Madness where we show his hands on a T-shirt?
Marv Madness.
We're going to do some Marv Madness.
Marv Madness.
Are you okay with that, with your hands up there?
I'm all good. Look, after the meet and greets, and I thought they were giving me high fives, they were like, oh, Marv. No, I want no high fives. You got here. Let me see how small your hands are.
It was
damn near little.
When you had a couple of little kids who were like, Marv! Hey, Marv! And they put their hands up, and Marv's like, oh, okay. And they go, no, put your hand up next to mine and see if mine's bigger than you. Like a, you know, 6-year-old. But you were a good sport. Good sport. Yes, you were. You had no other choice but to be a good sport. Paulie at one point goes to Marv, hey, shake it off, dude. Shake it off. Paulie actually pulled Marv to the side during commercial break. It's like, dude. Let it go. No big deal. All right. He was your caddy.
He was.
Yeah. He was helping you out there. All right. Let me take a break. Best and worst of the weekend. We'll give you hours coming up. In case you missed, the best shooter in college basketball, Caitlin Clark. She joined us last hour. You can go. You can podcast, and you can also go to danpatrick.com. Kendrick Perkins was really good as well. He joined us, and we talked to the Major League Baseball vice president of baseball operations. And Morgan Sword to explain what's going on right now in spring training. He's very good, helping us understand what it's going to be like during the regular season. The Dodgers manager, Dave Roberts, will join us on the program tomorrow. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show. If you own a business, been a bumpy ride from pandemic to inflation, you could use a break, and hopefully this will help you. If your business has 5 or more employees, managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. Not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Go to GetRefunds.com. Team of tax attorneys they put together, highly trained in a little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses. And maybe they can help you as well. And they do all the work. There's no charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even if your business had increases in sales. Find out if your business qualifies. Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a couple of questions, and you could be good to go. This payroll tax refund program is only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. GetRefunds.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
And well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost, reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
In case you're wondering, and I know you are, what quarterbacks are going to throw at the combine? C.J. Stroud, Will Levis, and Anthony Richardson will be throwing, but Bryce Young will not be. I wouldn't throw. I'd throw on my pro day. Because then I control everything there. I have my receivers there. It's going to be my practice field, my footballs. I wouldn't throw at the combine. I would go to the combine just to meet with teams. And you know what they do sometimes? Now, you do your medicals. That's really important. And they'll do a whiteboard where they'll put a quarterback up there and say, all right, here's the play. Or they'll have a play up there. Right now, what do you do here? What do you see here? But they do talk about how it's valuable getting the one-on-one experience there. And I'll go back to what I said with the start of the show. Now, the Bears reportedly are going to trade the number one overall pick. And you go to the combine, and you got everybody there. You can talk to GMs and or owners, and you can just say, hey, who's interested in this number one pick? Now, you might find out that there are some people who want to be in the conversation with Justin Fields. Hey, I know you said you're trading the pick. We're still interested in Justin Fields. Or what would it take to get Justin Fields from you? You're the Bears. You're open for business. And I'll go back to the information I had earlier from an NFL scout. And I said, would you trade Justin Fields? And he said, in a second. You know, that they don't want to be critical of Justin Fields, but it's not all his offensive line or lack of wide receivers. There's accuracy issue. I mean, there's things that the Bears know about with Justin Fields. He's a wonderful runner. But if you can get Bryce Young, you take Bryce Young. This is according to an NFL scout, that he would do it in a second, move on from Justin Fields. Yeah, Paul.
If you look at a lot of the coverage, a lot of the Chicago people think it's an anti-Justin Fields sentiment if you say you would, you know, shop him.
Yeah.
But you're basically just saying if Justin Fields and Bryce Young are similar, let's say they're projected similar, you're getting one 2 years younger, 2 years cheaper, 2 years away from that monster $250 million contract. If all things are the same, you're just resetting it. And that's kind of what your mentality is. It's not you're not really anti-Justin Fields as you are. If it's close, reset the clock.
Imagine if the Panthers could have reset the clock when they had Cam Newton. They got the best years of Cam Newton. And if they could have somehow not had to pay him, and then they could have moved on to another. Now, granted, you got to find a quality quarterback. I understand that. But it feels like there are so many quality quarterbacks. Now, you do have upper echelon. But maybe I find somebody in free agency. Maybe we do draft somebody. Do the Lions feel like they have their quarterback in Jared Goff? Probably after this past year, Seattle, Geno Smith. Who would have thought those two guys would be with their respective teams going into next season? And the answer is nobody. Yes, Eden.
The Panthers are still trying to place Cam Newton. They still haven't figured that out, right? Yeah. I mean, it's been years of what they had. Kyle Allen, they had Teddy Bridgewater, they had Sam Darnold, they had Baker Mayfield.
But I don't want Cam Newton damaged and pay him all that money for that second contract the way he plays. Like, I'm taking Cam Newton to play that way. That's how he plays. That's how effective he is. But I would have a hard time going, and you know, you're all banged up, and we're going to reward you. You need shoulder surgery, and here's a five-year contract extension. Yes, he.
So then if you're the Ravens, are you reset the clock now because you could get out of paying Lamar Jackson?
If I feel like I would consider it. Because, you know, as much as I love his style, you know, there's a finite amount of, you know, touches that you're going to have, hits that you're going to take. It just, you know, history is littered with that. I mean, Tom Brady played as long as he did because he didn't take hits, or Peyton Manning didn't take hits. You know, these guys who do take on contact, it's just a matter of time. Running quarterbacks over the age of 30, they are dinosaurs, and I don't want them. But if you rely on your legs to be successful, I'll gladly employ you for 5 years or 4 years or franchise you. It's like a running back. And you'd be crazy to sign a running back to that second contract. I mean, Saquon Barkley had a wonderful year. Great story. Do I want him for 4 or 5 more years? How much is it going to cost me? If I can get him for $12 million a year, yep. But guys don't do that. Quarterbacks don't do that. You know, go back to Mitchell Trubisky. If I would say to Mitchell Trubisky now, looking back at Pittsburgh, hey, what if we give you $28 million a year? Would you take it? In retrospect, he would, because then he would have stayed the starter. Instead, you're like, you know, I want this, or the Bears, I should say. Then you're not bouncing around to Buffalo and Pittsburgh. And you get $100 million. You're still the Bears quarterback. Now, they might be moving on from you, but, you know, that sweet spot is what you're looking for. And agents don't necessarily look for that sweet spot. As a result, you have quarterbacks who then go other places and they're backups. Just because the amount of money that your agent thinks you deserve. You're next up. Yeah, Paul.
Going back to the running back position, I've always thought it changed around. Remember 2017 when Le'Veon Bell, he was 5 years into in the league and was looking for that big contract. He just had a season with, you know, 1,300 yards.
Well, he sat out.
Yes. So the Steelers didn't flinch going into 2018. They said, no, we're not going to pay you. And he goes, I'll sit. He goes, Steelers, like, great. We don't have to pay you. Now we doubly don't have to pay you because you're going to do us a favor and sit. They actually got something for him and traded him to the Jets. The Jets paid him to do nothing for a couple of years. And he never hit 1,000 yards or even close again. And Pittsburgh was disciplined. They got 5 years of Le'Veon Bell, who had a truckload of miles in college. At Michigan State, a lot.
Yeah.
And look at like guys like Christian McCaffrey, and you know, he had a lot of mileage, and San Francisco's in a position now where like, well, maybe a year or two.
I wouldn't have done that if I was Carolina and extended him. But San Francisco, to be able to get him, and maybe they have him for 2 years, proved to be a very good deal for them. But it's really tricky at that position. And then, you know, you got Bijan Robinson at Texas. He's got a top five grade right now. But, you know, you're going to draft him as one of the top five players. And then what happens? Are you going to give him an extension? I don't care how great you are at that position. Unless you're great at catching, blocking, receiving, then I don't want you. Because I can't have you just be... Remember James Wilder played for Tampa Bay? He had, I think, two seasons. He had one season where I think he carried 450 times. Well, I mean, say goodbye to James Wilder. Now, the NFL is not like that now because we use a hybrid there at the position, but I would have a real hard time with that. Yeah, Paul.
Derrick Henry is a really interesting case because he did not carry it a ton in college, a good amount. And then his first 2 years in the pros, Derrick Henry, his first 2 years in the pros, he split time. Remember they had DeMarco Murray back then? They split time. And then he hit his stride at age 24, 25, 26. And he got that, what was it, four-year, $50 million deal, about $12 million a year.
But I think he's available to be traded for.
You're right. He's cooled off a little bit. He's still a very good player. Like 2 years ago, he averaged 126 yards a game. Last year, 96. So he's still a high-end running back. It's like a contract that worked out for everybody. They didn't have to break the bank to keep him, and they got he's still a very high-end running back.
But that's the big news at the combine will be, you know, the quarterback's throwing, but also there'll be a couple of, you know, combine stars there, probably people you haven't heard of, and they'll emerge. But, you know, the quarterback's going there. How much do they work out? You know, Bryce Young's not throwing, and he doesn't have to, in my opinion. You know, it'd be a controlled environment there. Go to Alabama. I got my receivers. I got football there. Coach Saban's there. I control everything. That's what I would do. Yeah, more.
I mean, do we have to watch the offensive lineman bench press 225 pounds 84 times? The defensive linemen aren't 225 pounds, also might I add, and they move. Oh, I hate it so much.
It is weird. It just is. Where
like, go ahead, jump.
Yeah.
You know what's even weirder? I'm going to do it again this year. I'm going to tune into 4 hours of coverage a day.
Hey, three cone drill. Oh, it's so exciting.
Oily hips. He's got oily
hips. Oh, it's so excited. Yeah, see.
But this is like the week that NFL media is salivating over. They can't wait. They can't wait to watch all of this oily hip stuff.
Well.
He's a waistbender.
Yes, because we've been told that this is really important.
Well, I mean, to NFL media, it is really important, right? This is their job, right? So, I mean, I get that. Yeah. But then ultimately, how many guys, you know, just take off, you know, like a rocket after this week and then don't pan out in the NFL?
It happens every year. Somebody rises and then they fall. And then when do they rise again? Or somebody like Anthony Richardson, I don't know, maybe number one overall. So now it's too soon. Like, he is peaking too soon.
I'm hearing teams are in love with this guy. Okay? I'm hearing teams are in love with this guy.
I'm hearing. Well, I saw a report where the Cowboys are intrigued by C.J. Stroud, and I went, what does that mean? Is this, once again, just trolling because it's the Cowboys, and they do have Dak Prescott, but they're intrigued by I'm intrigued by a lot of people. It doesn't mean I'm going to...
You know, Margot Robbie's intriguing.
Yeah, I'm very intrigued by Margot Robbie.
Right.
Yeah, but...
I don't have the draft capital.
I think I have a better chance with Margot Robbie than the Cowboys do with C.J. Stroud. They have the 27th pick in the draft. By the way, OBJ can sign with anybody he wants to now. So I'm waiting for that. Maybe when he signs, then he'll come on the show because he called me an NFL outsider, and then I could talk to him about this. Like, OBJ, wow, I didn't see you in the playoffs. What happened?
I guess that makes us both outsiders.
I thought you were ready to play, and you put smiley emojis up there. Maybe not. Todd, best and worst of the weekend.
Best of the weekend, Friday night's wild game between your Kings and the Clippers. Sacramento's 176-175 win, second highest final score in NBA history. They combined with 44 three-pointers. That's the most in NBA history. Monk, 45. Fox, 42. Kawhi Leonard, 44 in a wild game Friday night. Worst, we mentioned it earlier, Saturday afternoon, Braves prospect Cal Conley, not in the box, and alert at the eight-second mark, so the ump called an automatic strike. It was 3-2 count, bases loaded, bottom of the ninth, tied at six.
Why was that your worst?
because I don't like that rule. I think it's going to cause problems, and I can't wait to see what happens in the playoffs of the World Series when all of a sudden they stop the play and all of a sudden it's a balk or a strike three. It's okay to wink at during spring training, but I think it's going to get messy during the actual
season. So you would rather have a 3.5 hour game?
I would over the, all of a sudden balk or strike two.
Just get in the box. That's all.
You could give a guy a warning.
Just
and if he doesn't,
get in
then,
the box. They're giving warnings now in spring training.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a distraction. Also, we're going to be constantly looking at this little clock when we're watching a baseball game to see if the pitch gets thrown in time or the batter's alert in time.
I think we're going to get to the point where the pitcher and the hitter know, get in there, play ball. They're not going to be going,
I hope so.
It's 5, 4, 3. Okay, I'm going to get in the box. I don't think you're going to have that. Although the pitcher might have a little bit more control over a game because they have a longer time to be able to pitch. The hitter's got 8 seconds. You know, the pitcher can dictate, you know, how quickly he wants to throw. The batter can't do that. Seton, best and worst of the weekend.
My best of the weekend, Dan. This weekend, the MLS season started here in the United States, and the MLS honored reporter Grant Wall, who died at the World Cup.
Yep.
Where they reserved the spot for him in every press box for every stadium that was hosting a game. That's a pretty incredible honor. Yeah. And it makes you wonder, like, I wonder if he was aware of the impact that he had on so many people with the game, you know? Because I know I certainly didn't while he was living, and then seeing the outpouring of people, it's a big effect that one person can have on a sport.
Yeah.
My worst of the weekend, man, that Russell Wilson story was, man, is that tough. And it just, I know we've been talking about how it's open season on him. I know I've certainly had more than my share and a few other people's share of fun at some of the things that he's done over the past year. But man, it still really feels like he's, for somebody who's such a nice guy, he's really being labeled a terrible teammate. And I don't know, maybe all of that's true. I'm not saying that the reporting isn't true, but dang, is that a tough story.
Yeah, and this is The Athletic, and they did a deep dive on what happened in Seattle and what's happened in Denver. And like, this is a serious approach to a story, not, hey, I'm hearing a rumor and innuendo. And, you know, did Russ get caught up in being something more than just a franchise quarterback? Do I think Russ asked for Pete Carroll to be fired? No, but I will dance around this carefully, that it felt like it was either Russ or Pete Carroll. One had to go. And that's how it was portrayed to me. I don't know if maybe Russ's camp thought Pete Carroll might retire, but if you see Pete Carroll, he's got more energy than any coach in the NFL. But the way it was presented to me was, you know, the Seattle Seahawks had to make a decision. I didn't hear anything about the GM, but it was Russ or Pete Carroll because they couldn't coexist. And that's why I knew that he was going to be traded, because they weren't going to make a change with Pete Carroll. Marv?
Best of the weekend. Best of the weekend.
Hold on. Let me try it again. Marv, best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, Dan. Best of the weekend, Nikola Jokic, 40-point triple-double again. I think the MVP is sealed. That's his.
Do you think that they'll give it to him? They should, but, you know, this is rarefied air to go back to back to back.
Yes.
For the Joker.
There's no other case for anyone else.
Man, does it feel like they still are holding out hope that somebody, like, they've been trying to give it to Luka and Joel Embiid and Jason Tatum. But the Joker every single night, what do you have, a 40-point triple-double?
Yeah, he has 17 rebounds and 10 assists to go with the 40.
Yeah.
What's new there? What's new with the story? They had the best regular season schedule or record. They didn't do a lot in the playoffs. Remember last year after the playoffs, they bowed out earlier and said, well, that's his run of MVPs is over.
Yeah, but do I base future awards on you not doing something in the postseason?
I think voters do. Maybe they should or shouldn't. But like, you know, the Celtics lost their head coach. Jason Tatum's improving. They're the best team in the league, right, record-wise. You think he's got a solid shot for it?
But the Joker's doing, these are incredible numbers. I just don't know if, does he win by a landslide?
Yes.
You think so?
Who? I don't even see a second place guy right now that's really going to give him a run.
But Embiid is leading the league in scoring.
His this year is better than his first two MVP seasons.
Huh.
Huh. Oh, I know that. But I just, it feels like the voters are just like. Well,
they're looking for a reason.
Yeah.
But no one's really giving them a real reason right now.
Yeah.
And on top of that, the Nuggets are first in the West.
Yeah,
and if they keep that lead in the West, then it's a wrap.
Do you have a worst of the weekend?
Yeah, speaking of Joel Embiid, Joel Embiid hit the shot from half court, and it didn't count. It's a great shot, but
Paul George had a full court that didn't count. Would have, you know, won the game. All right, Paulie, best and worst.
NBA All-Star game, pretty obvious. It's hard to give too much of your time if they're not going to give too much of their time. You know, even faux competitiveness would have been great. Like you said, crank it up during the fourth quarter, agree to play a fourth quarter straight. But it's going the way. It feels like the NFL Pro Bowl 6 years ago, where it was light contact and no real game, and then it's going to go this way. Now, there's not a real threat of injury in the NBA All-Star game, or less of a threat of injury than in football, but it's hard to get fans to buy in, and I'm sure that's what the ratings are going to bear that one out. Best of the weekend, I would say Arizona State, great ending, and then Florida State, Miami. Some really good college basketball. It's a little rivalry weekend. They all play this weekend.
Yeah, I watched Michigan. I watched Arizona State. There's some fun basketball starting to ramp up a little bit. All right, let me take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learned, and what's in store tomorrow. That's right after this. Every week we get to talk about Panini America. Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Also, NFT Marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain. One-of-a-kind digital cards available in packs or at Panini's public auctions. They're located on the site. You're going to get the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, all-time greats. Now, they're the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Also, the official products from the NFL, the NBA, FIFA World Cup, UFC, collegiate sports. Collectors can share your cards in the public galleries, complete challenges, earn exclusive award cards. Panini NFT platform, keep an eye out for one-of-a-kind VIP experiences. Panini NFT trading cards, giving you the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs. That's from every pack. PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. The official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Oh, well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. All righty. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Dodger manager Dave Roberts will join us on the new rule changes. I wonder if he knows all the rule changes, but we'll talk to him. As Paulie likes to say, Skip. Call him Skipper. How do we come up with Skipper for manager? Yeah, Paul.
And I learned that the hard way because, again, I didn't play baseball growing up. We did spring training years ago, and I think we're going to interview Art Howe or someone from the A's. And I was getting ready to walk over and grab Art Howe, and I said to you, I'll grab Coach. And Barry Zito goes, "Don't call him Coach." He goes, "He's not a coach. Call him Skip. Or call him Art."
Hey, Skip.
I had no idea.
Hey, Skip. Yeah. Yeah, Marv.
Why do they call the umpires blue?
Hey, blue. No, they wear blue.
That's it. Just
yeah.
Okay.
Or they blew the call. Hey, blew the call. let's see. We got this day in sports history. Let me get to Chris in Sacramento. He's been holding a long, long time. Chris, thank you for your patience. Best and worst of the weekend.
No problem. Thanks for taking my phone call, Dan. I appreciate it. My best of the weekend was the Sacramento Kings. Woo! Of course, Todd already took it, but it's fine. Our Sacramento Kings. My worst of the weekend, actually, is the no love that they're getting. And I was wondering if you could help me out with something. So the fact that they're not getting any love in that third place, and we have the guard in De'Aaron Fox, who's just as explosive, if not explosiver, than Ja Morant, and a center in Domantas Sabonis, who's not as valuable, if not more valuable, than Nikola Jokic, who could do just as much as he can. And we're not getting any love on any national televised games. And I'm wondering why, because the Pelicans are always on.
No. It's just you're the Sacramento Kings. That's it. If LeBron played in Sacramento, you would get attention. All it is, and having been at ESPN for 18 years, I know how this works. You play the hits. That's all you do. And we don't. I mean, because I don't want to go, how do I get the Cowboys in the show today? Or the Lakers? You know, the Lakers are in the show today. They are 27-point comeback, and they beat the Mavs. And that's an actual story. But to say, let's look at C.J. Stroud. There's a report the Cowboys are intrigued by the Ohio State quarterback. Okay, there's other things to cover. At least, I don't want to be married to that where you have to talk about that every day. You got to talk about Aaron Rodgers. You got to talk about LeBron. You got to talk about the Cowboys. Notice shows how many times they don't talk about one of those three. I'd be curious. But just so you understand, it's like when you listen to a radio station and they play the hits. You'll hear a song, and then in an hour from now, you'll hear the same song again. That's all they're doing. They're playing to the masses. I understand it. I was part of the process there. Yeah, Paulie.
And it's not anti-Sacramento Kings. They haven't made the playoffs since before social media was invented. It was 07. They've had 12 coaches in the past 15 years.
Yeah.
It's cool now, and they look like a fun team.
You know what? The Kings can actually say nobody believed in us. They can say that, but do something in the playoffs because this is a long time coming. And I hopefully they get that opportunity. But, you know, the Clippers are in L.A. They're going to get attention. Luka's going to get attention. There's just a certain number of players/teams that get all the attention. Anybody watch anything interesting on the break? Yeah, Paulie?
I was on the airplane, and I saw a documentary called Hockey Land.
Yeah, I saw it.
But, oh, yeah? It's about maybe a year or two ago came out. It's about high school rival hockey teams in Minnesota.
Yeah.
About like, star players and players who are borderline. Really good. Hockey Land.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I started watching, well, Outer Banks, new season, of course.
Is that a reality show or a scripted show?
Scripted.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it feels so real.
No,
it
doesn't.
Apologies.
Shrinking.
I'm on the Shrinking train. Yeah, I like that show.
I don't know.
So I don't know. When I first started it, I was just like, I don't like this show. But now I'm like 7 episodes in, and I look forward to watching it. Yeah, so yeah. It kind of grows on you.
Yeah.
I just started this show called Poker Face that you've been doing reads for. It actually, it's on Peacock.
Yeah.
Natasha Lyonne. Yeah. Adrian Brody. Benjamin Bratt. I'm not sure who else is in it. It's really good, though. Really good. I like it a lot. My wife is sort of on the fence. I think it's hilarious.
On this date, 1912, the Yankees announced that they would be wearing pinstripes on their uniform for the upcoming season. Todd, what'd you learn today?
By the ninth grade, Kendrick Perkins was too tall to fit in the home he was living in.
Yeah, ceilings were 6'5". Seton?
Kaylin Clark has 2 years left. Two!
If she wants to come back for another year.
Two.
Marv?
You told guys to get in the box.
Yeah. When I'm pitching, get in the box. Paulie?
Caitlin Clark's going to get a PhD at Iowa.
What We Learned brought to you by Panini, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show, memorabilia cards, autograph cards. We got rare inserts and more. Start a continued collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Thank you for joining us. Great to be back. Talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real. Wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.